I think a D minus is actually probably generous for Maryland's grade. You know, we really have very, very little transparency and very little open government. I mean, I've been a believer in open government and transparency since I've been running off the office for 16 years, both as state's attorney for 8 years and attorney general for 8 years, almost to a criticism, because people think, well, why are you talking to the public about this particular subject or this particular project, or why are you letting people know about this? And I think it's important. I think people have a right to know what's going on in their government. I think the biggest and most classic example is the Affordable Care Act rollout, where they went into a closed room, no transparency, no competition, and it's unbelievable, but it's true. The company picked to do the technology for the Affordable Care Act rollout in Maryland was from Fargo, North Dakota. And then they chased good money after bad and are going to Connecticut for another $40 to $50 million instead of going to the federal system, again, with no transparency, no notes, no open government whatsoever. So, yeah, we need to open up the windows and shed some light on our government here in Maryland.